All right, we're in the house with Adrian Butler.
You know what I mean?
What's going on, brother?
I'm blessed, dog.
Why are you here in Tulsa, man?
So we got the mic drop. It's the homecoming event, you know, right here in the Mecca of Christian hip-hop for this premiere of this film that my bro Darius West put together.
You know?
Yeah, man.
Now, I know you were in the Dallas one, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is different because I was in Dallas, but this one...
Yeah.
You are a performer.
Yeah, man, I get the rap.
Bro,
man.
I saw the tech rehearsal last night, and I enjoyed that, man. I'm looking forward to the whole thing today. Yeah. How does it feel, man, to share the stage with these legends of Christian hip hop, bro? How's that feel?
It's unreal. You know what I'm saying? It's unreal. When I was a kid growing up, hearing certain things and seeing different artists here and there, you would never think one day. You know what I'm saying? You would be on that stage, sharing that stage with them. So, like, it's history for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? These is like bucket list type situations.
Right, right.
I'm in an interview with Holy Culture right now. This is bucket
come
list
on, bro.
Type
come on,
stuff.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Like, it's so surreal. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it can't be nothing but God. You see what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, you know, last night, there was a couple moments, man, when Stephen Wiley was rehearsing, he said, you know, I've been doing this for 40 years, but if you need me to change it, I can. Did that hit you? Like, 40 years.
40 years? 40 years. I mean, it hit me, but, like, one thing I've been realizing is, like, you know, there was a generation that, you know what I'm saying, you get in a car and they listening to Frankie Beverly and Maze. You know what I'm saying? They listening to Prince or they listening to Michael Jackson because that's what they grew up listening to. So, but now the 40-year-olds and the 50-year-olds, you know what I'm saying? They grew up listening to rap music.
Right.
So now that's they classics. And so, like, the fact that Stephen Wiley still got bars, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, P.I.D. still going crazy.
Right.
Like, it just kind of opened my eyes. Like, man, it's... The hip hop is a lot bigger and more influential than we even thought.
Yeah.
So when I get old, I'm still gonna be listening to rap. I don't know nothing about Frankie Beverly, Earth, Wind, and Fire, none of that.
Bro,
that's my mom and daddy stuff. I'm gonna be listening to rap.
It's great, man. Yeah. And so, your full project hasn't come out yet, man.
Not yet.
But you've gained a lot of eyeballs and presence, man, through your singles and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I've watched the film. You know, I've seen. To date, I think 3 versions of the film.
Yeah.
And you always capture me in the film, man. And so how did you become discovered to even be in the film? Tell me a little bit about that.
All right. So I'm originally from Midland, Texas. But then when I was 2, we moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I lived here till I was about 7. Then we moved to Dallas. So in that little window, we went to a church called Higher Dimensions. Everybody around here know it as Higher D. And at that time, I was in children's church. And then there was a youth group. My dad worked with the youth at Higher D.
Mm-hmm.
And so we was always in the youth, me and my brother and sister. And so the people that we looked up to was the people in the youth. Long story short, Darius was in that youth group. Darius was in that youth group. And he was the first person that I ever saw rap.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Because Higher D was like really progressive. They was doing all kind of stuff back then. So he was the first person I ever saw rap. Fast forward, you know, I'm 25. I finally, you know, find my way, you know what I'm saying? I leave the church, come back, you know, find my voice through rap, and I just start rapping in Dallas, start garnering attention from the local churches in Dallas, and then, you know, I'm here with T.D. Jakes at Potter's House, I'm here at OCBF with Kirk Franklin, I'm here, you know, all these different places, and then... Darius comes back full circle in my life. He goes, he does film and does that. He move out to California and all this whoop de whoop. Then he approaches me because, you know, he's been watching my movement. He's like, hey, bro, like, you know, I'm going to do this film about the, you know, history of Christian hip hop. And Dallas plays a big part. We got PID, you know, doing some stuff. And I want to get some, you know, new era talent in the film. He was like, bro, you the only one I know in Dallas. That type vibe. He's like, can you get me 3 other people that's killing it just like you?
Yeah.
So I called up Street Hymns and I called up Shot Speaks, you know, and we just been running ever since.
That's good, man. That's good. What's next for you? What's on the horizon, man?
So on the horizon, we just trying to keep the foot on the gas.
Yeah.
So we've got 3 or 4 records that we want to try to release it by the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we still got a busy year, holiday season coming up, and then next year we're working on a project.
That's good. Yeah, now that you've got this precious opportunity to spend time with these pioneers and legends, and so many haven't, and I guess this is how I think about it. Like, you know, I grew up, I think you heard my story last night, man, spending time with the Cross Movement.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were the ones who, again, helped me move from what I would call a lukewarm state to being fully committed in my walk.
Yeah.
When I was in that kind of, you know, soft space. And we didn't have really a generational passing the baton from the first generation to the second generation of Christian hip hop. So you're getting experience it right afterward.
Right.
What would you say to the current generation of CHH heads who are not having the opportunity you're having? What would you say to them about the Mic Drop movie? What would you say to them about maybe mentorship from the pioneers? What would your message be?
I would say be what you didn't have. A lot of young men who didn't grow up with fathers, you know, but then they turn out to be great fathers. You know, sometimes you got to be what you didn't have. I didn't have a mentor, you know, growing up. And that I feel like that's a big topic for the people in my demographic, millennials. We all want this mentor. None of us didn't get a mentor.
Mm.
But now we find ourselves mentoring. So now I've got young artists in the DFW area that I'm pouring into on a regular basis. I'm being what I didn't have.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So now, being around them, I'm realizing it was the same for them.
Yes.
They didn't know how to be mentors because they didn't have mentors. Yeah. They were pioneers. Pioneers don't have mentors. Pioneers trailblaze. Pioneers up things. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well said.
So they didn't have mentors, so they didn't know how to. And so that's why you have a generation below them that didn't know to have passed it down to them. They didn't know how to pass it down to them. You know, so I would say be what you didn't have. You know what I'm saying? Do the hard work.
Mm.
Make the follow-ups. You see your brother, you know what I'm saying, that got some skills. You know what I'm saying? Pour into him.
Yeah.
Help him learn the game. You know what I'm saying? Don't just look at him like, bro, Cole, man, y'all seen him? No. Pull him in. Say, hey, bro, I got a studio. I'm finna go record this. Man, just come sit in the session. Because that's how you build, you know, that baton situation.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You can't pass the baton to somebody you don't know or somebody you don't trust. You know what I'm saying? But, like, if you build that environment, you know what I'm saying, where you got those young people around, when it's time to pass that baton, you know what I'm saying, you could do that. And a lot of times, you pass the baton, and they pull you with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I rock with all of these guys, man.
Yeah.
You know, and prayerfully in the future, I'm doing music with Chili Baby, Stephen Wiley,
yes, sir.
P.I.D., like,
yes, sir.
E.T., all of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah. As you're being what you didn't have, and again, you're getting some of it now, who are you looking back at as well? Who are you leaning, you know, pushing the baton out to say, hey, grip this thing, come on with me.
Yeah.
Who you watching right now?
So I'm a big Dallas supporter. I think there's so much talent in Dallas. But obviously, there's talent everywhere, you know, and there's a lot of people shouting out other people who are not from Dallas. So I want to take this time out to shout out all the Dallas artists. I'm talking about Mikey J, Jay Woods, Jay Jones.
Yeah.
We're talking about Stephon Royal. We're talking about Shy Speaks, Norris J.
Mm.
I can probably go on for our street hymns. We're talking about Jay Hill. We're talking about Prodigal the Promoter. We're talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Dallas got some heat, man.
Yeah.
Dallas got some heat. We got some amazing, you know,
Street Hems' part in the movie was great too, man.
He's also another person that has kind of transitioned into like a mentor role, you know what I'm saying? Because we've been doing it for a while, you know what I'm saying? And so now there's some baby Street Hems, you know what I'm saying? Street Hems done started a whole battle rap, you know what I'm saying, community in Dallas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like we all have turned into those little big bros, J. Cole said, like the one that
absolutely
for sure.
That's good, man. I'm glad to see your ministry flourishing, bro. I'm glad to see you here, and I'm glad this event gave us this opportunity to break bread last night, get a chance to really chop a bit, and you got a home of holy culture, bro. So
as
this stuff coming out, bring it through.
I will definitely do something.
Looking forward to the night, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Let you get the rehearsal, man. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, bro. Blessings.
Yes, sir.